Idaho Matters right now. Last year, at the beginning of April, the impact of COVID-19 was really starting to be felt here in Idaho. People were staying home, and everything from concerts to a night out at the theater were being canceled. In fact, our own George Prentice at that time interviewed the head of the Idaho Nonprofit Center to find out how the coronavirus was hitting the hundreds of nonprofit organizations here in Idaho. And the news, it was grim. Many of them, like the Boise Contemporary Theater, are built around having an audience. Others, like Idaho Botanical Garden, had to cancel their fundraising events, leaving gigantic holes in their budgets. So we wanted to find out how nonprofits have been coping over the last year. Joining us today are Garrett Colt. He is the training and programming manager with the Idaho Nonprofit Center. Ben Burdick, the producing artistic director with Boise Contemporary Theater. And Aaron Anderson, the executive director of the Idaho Botanical Garden. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jen.
So, absolutely. Garrett, I'd like to start with you. The Idaho Nonprofit Center is celebrating its 20th anniversary. So can you quickly just talk to us about what the center does for folks who may not be familiar?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Gemma. The Idaho Nonprofit Center, our mission is to educate, advocate, and collaborate in support of stronger nonprofits across the state of Idaho. So as we like to say, we help the helpers, those who are already doing really amazing work in our state.
And we should note that there are more than 6,000 nonprofits here in our state, and about 600 of them are members with the center. So a lot of these groups have had to make significant changes during the pandemic. And those changes themselves, I mean, they can be scary. They can be painful to make. Garrett, can you talk about this term decision fatigue?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a lot of nonprofit therapy sessions, as I like to call it, where we bring our leaders together and talk about the challenges and ideas that we have and what's working and what's not working. And during one of our network calls with our executive directors, someone mentioned the term that they were feeling decision fatigue. And we saw a lot of head nods and people making a face of, man, that's the language that I was trying to come up with to describe how I was feeling. So we've noticed that a lot of folks who are leading mission-driven organizations are often faced with challenges of, you know, will I be laying off employees? How am I going to make this work? So they're just tired of making decisions. And as our keynote speaker for our regional conference noted on a call earlier last week, during this time, sometimes it was making a decision on a bad choice and another bad choice. So that came with difficulties as well.
Aaron, you're the executive director of the Idaho Botanical Garden, and you have had to make some really tough decisions this last year, from canceling your summer concert series. You completely changed around Winter Garden Aglow to make it actually work. Can you talk a little bit about those tough decisions that you've had to make for the garden?
Absolutely. I think the most difficult component of this decision fatigue that we're experiencing and I'm personally experiencing here at the garden is that it's very typical for leaders of an organization to experience that decision fatigue on a perfectly normal year. But this year, I've been experiencing that at the level of the unknown. So we don't know what it's going to look like here in our community in 6 months. We're trying to create plans for events, for staffing, for programs in our education program, but we don't know what in the next 6 months we're actually going to be able to do. And so compounding onto that decision fatigue is just this unknown factor. And so throughout the entire season this year, we've made the best choices that we possibly can to keep our community safe. And we're going to continue doing that as we move into 2021. And knowing that once we set one decision into motion, it's very hard to be able to turn on that in case our circumstances here in the Treasure Valley change as it relates to the pandemic.
And Ben, same question for you. What kind of tough decisions, because you had to make quite a few, did you have to make with the Boise Contemporary Theater?
You know, the hardest decision that we had to make, and unfortunately was just made for us, is that we had to lay off all of our staff. You know, that was just a gut-wrenching sort of 2 weeks of leading up to that and knowing that that was probably going to have to occur. And to Aaron's point, I think that, you know, the other part of the fatigue is it's not only the unknown, but it's stuff that I don't know about, you know, that as a producing artistic director, I'm comfortable making decisions about theater, but I'm making decisions about federal loans and shuttered venue operator grants and MERV filters. If you guys need to know anything about MERV filters, shoot me an
email. You're the guy.
So, and it's just a, you know, and we're making contingency plans upon contingency plans, to Aaron's point. It's, there's just no way of knowing, you know, what the future holds. And without sort of a large staff, there are two of us there currently. And so we're also just doing this in a vacuum, which is really hard. There isn't the collaboration that you would normally have, with staff members. So our company and finance manager and I are just sort of shouting at each other through doors, trying to, you know, come up with what we think is the best decision.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what's interesting about that too, is there's this other idea of this COVID giving fatigue, even though nonprofits have a lot of nonprofits have seen more donations in the pandemic. But Garrett, talk about this idea of, frankly, and I think Aaron kind of hit on it, both Aaron and Ben did, you're almost like waiting for the other shoe to drop. So then you've got this kind of giving fatigue going on with that.
Yes, we are very grateful. This past year in 2020, we experienced a record number of fundraising dollars with our Idaho Gives campaign. We reached nearly $4 million to support nonprofits across the state. And that's incredible. And we're also a little worried that that generosity might not carry on to this year. So folks are worried about that fatigue. And if you're listening to this, please support your local nonprofits and the missions that you care about.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ben, you talked about the lack of that collaboration with your team, right? Because you've had to lay off so many people, unfortunately. But talk about the collaboration you found just within the nonprofit world.
Yeah. You know, if there's any good that has come from this, it is, you know, having to come up with new ways to engage with our community. And so by happenstance, last January, before, you know, COVID really hit, I called Aaron and said, listen, you know, you've got a beautiful space. What if we bring out some actors and have a reading series out there next summer and everybody can hang out, drink a glass of wine and listen to a play? And little did we know, and Aaron was kind enough to say yes, and we collaborated on that together. And little did we know at that time how important that was, because the garden was the only place where we could really gather. So we were able to, you know, that was our first collaboration with them ever. Mm-hmm. We were able to collaborate with not a nonprofit, but the restaurant Kin, where we had some readings there. We've been working with the Morrison Center to do another play reading festival next summer, and received a grant from them. So it's been really incredible. And then, you know, we just actually finished filming, or Ballet Idaho finished filming last week. They're doing everything digitally, and I think we're just getting tired of filming in their, in, you know, one space. And so we just opened up BCT so that our stage was theirs for the last week. And I think a lot of nonprofits are doing that. You know, it's, we're not charging anything for it. We just, you know, we want people to be able to create and do what they do best. And so you really feel this sense of community and partnership with a lot of nonprofits here in town.